The world has focused on war between Russia and Ukraine, and Europe's renewed concern about war right at its doorstep. So many are not paying attention to the beleaguered Middle Eastern nation of Israel. Yet Israel is at the heart of end-time prophecies, and events now beginning to unfold in Europe are laying the foundation for the fulfillment of those prophecies. My friends, you need to know the future of the Middle East and of the world. On today's program, we'll be offering you an inspiring and revealing study guide, The Middle East in Prophecy. It's free of charge and there is no obligation. Be sure to write down the contact information to order your free copy. As our regular viewers know, Jerusalem will become the capital of the world when Jesus Christ returns. But what will happen before then? God calls Jerusalem's end-time spiritual condition Sodom and Egypt in Revelation 11, verse 8. Because of its sins, Jerusalem will be trampled down by a foreign power for 42 months or 3.5 years, as it states in Revelation 11, verse 2. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city, that's Jerusalem, underfoot for 42 months. That is just one of the signs prophesied in your Bible concerning the Middle East. Will you be prepared for the future? Join us on today's program, Five Prophecies for the Middle East. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. My friends, we're living in a dangerous nuclear age. Russia has threatened to use nuclear weapons in its attack of the Ukraine. India, Pakistan, and Israel all possess nuclear weapons, with Iran producing close to weapon-grade uranium. The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists last year moved the hands of its doomsday clock forward, sounding the alarm of unprecedented world danger. They stated on January 24, 2023, "The clock now stands at 90 seconds to midnight, the closest to global catastrophe it has ever been." In fact, this past January, the doomsday clock reaffirmed its 90 seconds to midnight, the closest to total cosmicide it has ever been. Germany, which after World War II resolved to keep its military force to a bare minimum, has responded to the war in Ukraine with an unprecedented increase in its military budget, which rose to more than 50 billion euros in 2023. Observers call it the biggest rearmament offensive since the end of World War II, as Germany resolved to procure new fighter aircraft, helicopters, tanks, ships, and ammunition. And as more than one observer has noted, quote, "all this is just the beginning," end of quote. A rearmed Germany is now poised, more than ever before, to become a major military actor on the world scene, by itself or with NATO allies. Your Bible warns of a great war outside of Europe. You have heard of the biblical climactic end-time war, often called Armageddon. The greatest prophet who's ever lived gave this warning to all of us in Matthew, the 24th chapter. "For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened." How will Europe be involved in that war? My friends, you need to be prepared for the future. On today's program, we'll discuss five prophecies to watch for in the Middle East. And we'll be offering you an inspiring and revealing study guide, The Middle East in Prophecy. Just call the number on the screen or contact us at twtv.org/east. Geopolitical conditions continually change as world powers seek new alliances and military advantage. But there is an ancient source that can help us make sense of it all if we know what to look for. Your Bible is a book of prophecy, and it reveals many signs of what is to come, particularly involving the Middle East, the most important region for end-time prophecy. Our first prophecy for the Middle East is military alliances forming east of the Euphrates River. Turn in your Bible to Revelation 9, verse 13. "Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them. This is describing another world war. And this phase of World War III will kill not just millions, but even billions of human beings. Jesus Christ said that unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. All life on earth would be destroyed. That's in Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. Now, what nations lie east of the Euphrates River? Look on any map and you'll see that those nations east of the Euphrates include Iran, India, China, and Russia. An army of 200 million will form in this area and march to the Euphrates. Prophecy number one for the Middle East is military alliances forming east of the Euphrates River. The second prophecy of the Middle East is greatly increased unity among Israel's traditional longtime enemies. We'll discuss that in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you the exciting free study guide, The Middle East in Prophecy. Will there be peace in Jerusalem and the Middle East? This exciting booklet will help you in your study of Bible prophecy and give you advanced information on end time events. Listen to these subheads. Will Russia control the Middle East? Who will control Jerusalem? Temple sacrifices restored? Watch for the abomination of desolation. Who rides the beast? You need this booklet, and you need to know the future according to Bible prophecy. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free study guide, The Middle East in Prophecy. You can also order your free booklet on our website at twtv.org/east. Or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531. Or go to twtv.org/east. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 6 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now. Or go to twtv.org/east.
In the first part of our program, we saw our first prophecy for the Middle East, military alliances forming east of the Euphrates River. Our second prophecy is greatly increased unity among Israel's traditional longtime enemies. Some of you older reviewers may remember the Six-Day War of June 1967. Israel fought the combined forces of Egypt, Syria, and Jordan. Israel captured the Sinai Peninsula, the Golan Heights, the West Bank, and East Jerusalem. Now Israel had access to the holy places, including the Western Wall or Wailing Wall at the Temple Mount. 6 years later, in the Yom Kippur War, Israel repelled invasions by Egypt and Syria. Israel, Egypt, and Jordan later agreed on a United Nations ceasefire. In 1978, Israel and Egypt signed the Camp David Accords, returning to Egypt most of the captured Sinai Peninsula except for the Gaza Strip. In 1980, Israel annexed East Jerusalem and declared the unified city part of Israel against the protests of Arab forces and their allies. After ongoing violence known as the First Intifada, Israel put large portions of the West Bank under Palestine Authority control in December 1994. Israel's borders have remained consistent since then, but violence continues. Palestinians living in the Gaza Strip and West Bank face tight restrictions on moving in and out of Israel, creating international outrage. Facing international opposition, what enemies will Israel face in the future? Listen to the description of historic and prophetic alliance. Turn in your Bible to Psalm 83, verse 1. Do not keep silent, O God. Do not hold your peace and do not be still, O God. For behold, your enemies make a tumult, and those who hate you have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against your people and consulted together against your sheltered ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more. For they have consulted together with one consent. They form a confederacy against you, the tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagarites, Gebal, Ammon, Amalek, Philistia with the inhabitants of Tyre, Assyria also has joined with them. They have helped the children of Lot, Selah. That is not just an ancient prophecy. Let's take another look at Psalm 83 as a prophecy in the end times. Have we seen in our time which Arab nations are determined to destroy the tiny nation of Israel today? Listen to this. On page 13 of the study guide we're offering you today, The Middle East in Prophecy. What nations have continuously committed themselves to destroying the name of Israel? In July of 1968, Palestinian leaders signed the Palestinian National Charter, which called for the destruction of the State of Israel. As Psalm 83 indicates, Assyria, identified as modern-day Germany, will be joined by an end-time confederacy of Arab nations. Look on a Bible map for the ancient location of Moab, Ammon, and Edom, nations mentioned in Psalm 83 that are also prominently mentioned in Daniel's end-time prophecy. These are the Muslim peoples of the Middle East. As regular viewers of this program know, Bible prophecy is often dual. And here in Psalm 83, we see the end-time enemies of Israel listed in detail. Watch for these nations to overcome their disputes with each other and unite more strongly than ever against Israel. Our second prophecy is greatly increased unity among Israel's traditional long-time enemies. Our third prophecy for the Middle East is international attempts to control Jerusalem. Bible prophecy reveals that Jerusalem will be a focus of major international conflicts. Jerusalem is considered holy to three of the world's major religions. Jews today revere Jerusalem as the city of the great prophets and the capital of the kingdom of Israel and Judah under King David and his son King Solomon. The first and second temples were the center of worship until the destruction of the city by the Romans in 70 AD. Jerusalem is also the third most holy city of Islam, after the cities of Mecca and Medina. Today, the Islamic Mosque of Omar, or the Dome of the Rock, dominates the Temple Mount. The Arabic term for the holy place is Al-Haram al-Sharif, which means the noble sanctuary. It is believed that the Prophet Muhammad ascended to heaven from that site. Christians revere the city as the place where their Savior was crucified and where he taught in the temple. Christians believe Jesus will return to establish his kingdom with Jerusalem as world capital. Many in the international community are very concerned about the status of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Roman Catholic Pope Francis in July of 2018 stated, "Only a negotiated solution between Israelis and Palestinians, firmly desired and favored by the community of nations, can lead to a stable and lasting peace and ensure the coexistence of two states for two peoples." Yes, Jerusalem will soon be controlled not by Israel, but by other governmental powers. Turn in your Bible to Revelation chapter 11. "Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood saying, 'Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. This period of 3.5 years precedes the return of Christ. As we pointed out on previous programs, two prophets of God will witness with great power during that same period of 3.5 years. You can read about that in verse 3 through verse 15 of Revelation 11. God Almighty stated in verse 3, "And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. For 3.5 years, these two witnesses will contend with the Gentile force which will dominate the Middle East at that time. This will be a time of great tribulation for the whole world, especially for those who are true Christians. Billions will be killed. Many who accept Christ during that time will be persecuted terribly, even martyred. Our third prophecy for the Middle East is international attempts to control Jerusalem. We'll discuss the fourth and fifth prophecies in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this free study guide, The Middle East and Prophecy. My friends, you need to be watching the Middle East. What does Bible prophecy say about the future of Israel and the nations surrounding it? You need to know the future according to Bible prophecy. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free study guide, The Middle East in Prophecy. You can also order your free booklet on our website at twtv.org/east, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. Call now or go to twtv.org/east.
In the last part of our program, we saw prophecies 2 and 3 for the Middle East. Our fourth prophecy to watch for is animal sacrifices restored in Jerusalem. Turn your Bible to Daniel, the 11th chapter. Historically, the Greek ruler Antiochus Epiphanes issued a decree in 167 BC that prohibited further sacrifices in the Jerusalem temple. Daniel 11, verse 31. And forces shall be mustered by him, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortress. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation. In addition to stopping the daily sacrifices, Antiochus erected a statue of Jupiter Olympus in the temple and directed everyone to worship it. This abomination, also referred to in chapter 8 of Daniel, is a type of a similar end-time event. Notice also that the end-time sacrifices are cut off 1,290 days before the return of Christ, Daniel 12, verse 11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Jesus told us to be alert to this key prophecy, which will take place in the Middle East. He said in Matthew 24, verse 15, "Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains." The Apostle Paul warns of a great false prophet who will stand in the holy place. Let's read that in 2 Thessalonians 2. In 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3, the Apostle Paul writes, "Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." This end-time false prophet will cause the sacrifices to cease. Let's realize that the Jews have not offered animal sacrifices in 70 AD when the Romans destroyed the second temple in Jerusalem. In order for the end-time sacrifices to be stopped eventually, they need to begin. Some believe that the temple must be rebuilt first in order to conduct animal sacrifices. Many Jews believe that only the Messiah will be able to rebuild the temple. However, some Jewish groups are hoping to see today's Jewish people take the initiative themselves. They believe that there can be no peace in the Middle East until the temple is rebuilt. Rabbi Chaim Rickman, International Director of the Temple Institute, has said, "It's time to vote with our feet and send a clear message to the world that we truly believe that the Temple Mount is ours, and we truly hope and pray for a time of unparalleled world peace and harmony with a rebuilding of the Third Temple." It's important to remember that an altar is needed for sacrifices, not necessarily a full temple building. Just read the third chapter of Ezra. The returning exiles from Babylon had only a holy place, not a temple. Ezra refers to the location of the holy place as the house of God, when the temple had not yet been built. Ezra 3 and verse 8. "Now, in the second month of the second year of their coming to the house of God at Jerusalem, This was around 536 BC, but there was no building yet. The returning Jewish exiles referred to the holy place as the house of God, even though no temple existed. The holiest place under the control of the Jewish religious authorities today is the Western Wall or the Wailing Wall. It is the western retaining wall to the Temple Mount. Jews are not allowed to publicly worship on the Temple Mount, only Muslims. So it remains to be seen where and when the Jews will begin sacrificing. Listen, when animal sacrifices begin once again in Jerusalem, you will know that the prophecies Jesus spoke about are heading for a grand smash climax. The fourth prophecy to watch for is animal sacrifices restored in Jerusalem. The fifth prophecy to watch for is a superpower united Europe turning against Israel. The European Union is headquartered in Brussels, Belgium. It is developing as a political, economic, and military entity, just like the King of the North prophesied in your Bible. Will it become that prophesied superpower? The EU is beginning to assert itself as a military force independent of the United States. The coming beast power prophesied in Revelation will exercise great military power. Revelation, the 13th chapter. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" My friends, we need to watch the military resurgence of Germany, along with the other prophecies. As we near the Great Tribulation, your Bible instructs us to watch key developments surrounding Jerusalem. Luke 21, verse 19. "By your patience possess your souls. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near." Revelation 11, verse 2 tells us that Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles for 42 months, about 3.5 years. At the end of that time, during the day of the Lord, the armies of Europe and Asia will combine to bring about the great climax of World War III, referred to as Armageddon. Yes, we need to watch for developments leading to an invasion of the Middle East from the powerful military King of the North, as it states in Daniel 11, verses 40 and 41. My friends, we are approaching the time of the end. We'll discuss that in the final part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this exciting free study guide, The Middle East in Prophecy. My friends, you need to be watching the Middle East. You need this booklet, and you need to know the future according to Bible prophecy. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free study guide, The Middle East in Prophecy. You can also order your free booklet on our website at twtv.org/east, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/east. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 6 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now or go to twtv.org/east.
Regular viewers of Tomorrow's World know that we are living in the end times prophesied in your Bible. And in today's program, we've outlined 5 prophecies for those end times. Military alliances, forming east of the Euphrates River, greatly increased unity among Israel's traditional longtime enemies, international attempts to control Jerusalem, animal sacrifices restored in Jerusalem, a superpower united Europe turning against Israel. My friends, we are approaching the time of the end. The book of Daniel emphasizes the time of the end four times in chapters 11 and 12. He even gives a key time period for the great resurrection. We've focused on the abomination of desolation, which is yet to occur and may happen soon in your lifetime. Notice Daniel 12 and verse 11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. The 1,290 days end with the resurrection of Daniel and all faithful Christians. Daniel is told in chapter 12 and verse 13, "But you go your way till the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days." Yes, Daniel will arise into his inheritance at the end of days, which is the sounding of the seventh trumpet in Revelation 11, verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." Yes, that's the last trumpet proclaimed in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52, describing the great resurrection of faithful Christians. My friends, we need to be spiritually awake and watchful. We need to be prepared for the second coming. Christ will be king over all the earth, ruling from the new world capital, Jerusalem. Notice that in Zechariah 14 and verse 8. "And in that day it shall be that living waters shall flow from Jerusalem, half of them toward the eastern sea and half of them toward the western sea. In both summer and winter it shall occur. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth." Thank God his kingdom is coming soon. May we all pray with all our hearts, "Your kingdom come." Be sure to watch the Prophecies of the Middle East and be sure to request our inspiring free study guide, The Middle East in Prophecy. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World. In this world of growing chaos and confusion, you need the solid guidance that comes from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, Rod McNair, and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ, the good news of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week, right here at this same time.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531. Or go to twtv.org/east. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.